My name is Tot Foster. Today I'm here in Osijek in the eastern part of Croatia. I'm a researcher at the Centre for Voluntary Sector Leadership at the Open University in the UK. Over the last couple of years, we've been partner in a Europe-wide project called EU3 Digital. And I'm here in Croatia to attend some very special training.
I was already mentioning some of the
This is the third country where we are organizing a training for the EU3 Digital project. So we've done it in Portugal, in Spain, and now in Croatia.
The project coordinator is Joanna from ESLEADER in Portugal.
We've been testing the training curricula in different countries and different settings so that it does make sense across Europe.
So do you think of other like highly connected organizations? I think
the training sessions are being hosted by Croatian partners.
Hi, my name is Bruno. I work in the Organization for Social Development, The Collective, from Osijek, Croatia. And we work primarily as a volunteer center, but also we provide some social services, programs and social activities. The Collective was in the project from the very beginning to develop a training. And we invited civil society organizations from Osijek and Slavonia region. And those are different organizations with different missions, different target groups of people. This training could help them not only how to know about more tools, but also how to develop their ethical practices.
Hi, my name is Anna from Association for Creative Development.
My name is Tatiana Topalov and I work in Association for Rural Tourism.
I come to train to see if there is something new that I didn't know, maybe some kind of tools. Half our processes are on different tools and we are struggling to have a better concept or find fewer tools that can work for us and not that we work for them.
I decided to come here because I wanted to improve my own digital skills so I can make my work faster, better, and also I wanted to find out what are the experiences of other people and maybe to get some advices from them how to improve our teamwork in this digital area so I can find maybe some other ways how to think out of the box.
I like to see and hear the perspective of others and to maybe have a few new contacts and maybe new partners in the future.
Two fellows of the EU3 Digital project have come from Spain and Germany to train 9 third sector leaders.
Hi, I'm Victor Fanchele Capdevila. I'm working as a digital archivist in the Open Resource Center in the University of Arts and Design.
I'm David Jakovkis, and I'm a worker member of the Fempro Comuns Cooperative. We are conducting 2 days of trainings about procuring and implementing digital tools in their organizations.
What we focus a lot is on trying to build an awareness of digital tools. We are not going really deeply in technical aspect, but try to make the people confident and to trust themselves to approach this discussion. Which tools are we using? Are they correct? Are we happy with them? Can we use other tools, try it or not? And to achieve that, then we have the second point, and it's trying to focus on the workflows of the organization. So we think digital is socio-technical phenomena in the sense that, okay, there is a technical part for sure, but there is also people. Even if we have the best tool ever, okay, if we don't know how to use it, it brings us nothing. So, and we try to insist in this analysis of the issues, of the problems, but try to have this culture of documenting everything, okay? And that also helps new people joining the team on so on to learn how they work. Of course, organizations are small, they have a lot of things to do, so normally it's something, okay, we will do next year, but it's always next year. So that's more or less what we want to bring here in the conversation.
I caught up with some of the trainees at lunchtime. What were they thinking in light of reflecting on their organization's needs?
My name is Mislav Baric. I'm project manager in Association Green Osijek.
My name is Christian Ćorić. I work in Social Services Network.
It's actually a starting point for us because we are using like very simple programs. We are not digitalized well, and that was the point.
Primarily, I kind of got to compare where we as an organization stand in regards to other organizations, and realize that we're not so far behind others. There's obviously always room for improvement, but I think we're doing pretty good so far.
My name is Senata Majic, and I'm the president of the organization Generator that promotes critical thinking and contemporary culture and arts. We are a small organization, so we don't have to adapt yet so much. But if we would start, I think the good thing is to make strategy to determine long objectives. And we should think in which field we need digitalization. Is it communication? Is it visibility? Or data sharing and then openness? How to use new tools to have bigger impact?
Later, I also asked three of the EU3 digital partners, where would they start? Bruno from D-Collective, Galinda from Euclid Network, and Adamar from the University of Porto.
Third sector organizations can start by leaning on other third sector organizations who already transformed their work into digital. Thinking about their values, their social mission, and how to team up so that they can search for the ways how to develop their digital strategy between themselves.
The first thing is the organization should know, okay, these are the important competencies we should have for our digital journey, let's say. And after knowing that, they need to understand where they are. And I never heard about this, that's one level. I heard, but I don't know how to move on. I'm already an expert, but I cannot, what other things are, I don't know. They will identify the gaps. So what is missing, what are the needs to go further and improve the ones that they need first.
I am a big fan of using our framework that has been developed under EU3 Digital, which really allows you to take stock and see where you're at and start formulating your own digital strategy. So this is, I think, a really good start.
So they need to know where they are. They will see a gap and will try to address that gap. In the documents we are producing, we'll have guidelines for that, so that you don't start by searching Google. You start with our resources, some materials concrete, some links, some services, some tools, so that people can start their journey without spending money.
Me personally now, seeing the different trainings that we've conducted over the last months with third sector leaders, I think for me, it's really about looking at what are the main processes around different work streams, you know, taking stock, drawing them even on a big paper, then which tools are we using for which ones and where can we streamline? And then, of course, also starting a conversation among staff to see what are the needs, what are also the worries around it, and how can you also address those fears of those who are maybe a bit afraid to move everything online because they just feel a bit more insecure or like the right skills, and see then how you can support your whole team to be part of that organizational transformation. And the same goes for to ask yourself, who are your beneficiaries? Do they have access to the means so that you're not excluding them by transforming internally?
Finally, did Anna, we met her earlier, come away with ideas for new tech that she was after and a fresh understanding of the social context?
This workshop was excellent. It was really useful. I heard about new tools that definitely we will try to implement in our organization. The main problem that we had was the older colleagues wasn't acceptive and adaptive to the new tools that I wanted to implement. And the main point of view that I will take from this workshop would be to think about my approach to them and to modify my expectations of them when I find some new tool or new software that I think it's the best in the world. And maybe I didn't think that what was their point of view, but I think that I will try to adapt to really find a tool that will work for all of us and that will better serve our organization and our needs.